Okay, so today is the 1st of February, Thursday 2018, and today I'm up at Richard Close again, and I'm with Dennis and Phyllis Wasp, and Phyllis is my cousin. She was a Manning before she was married, and that's how we're connected through Samuel Manning, which is a great grandparent a few generations back. With the help of your son, you've given us some details about the chap who was in the cycle corps, who was the postman, who was your uncle. And now we've got something on Harry Bennett, who is one of the other ones we've got missing information on, who was in the Royal Navy, and he was a lieutenant. So thank you very much for that. So how long have you lived in Badwell Ash, Phyllis?
All my life.
All your life, okay.
Yeah.
And where was sort of the property where you first lived in the village? Where would that have been?
Badwell Green.
I should think Badwell Green.
Badwell Green, yeah.
Yeah.
And you had brothers and sisters as well, didn't you?
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when you were growing up, did you go to school in the village?
I did.
You did, mm-hmm. And that would be the one just down Richard Road, which is now a private house, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And would that have been the two rooms for the school with
that's,
the large class and the young
correct.
And the younger
yeah.
children?
Yeah.
Are there many of your people sort of who are in your class still around in the village? There's a few, isn't there?
There's a few.
Yeah. Did you go to school with Malcolm at all? Malcolm Frost, or is he?
He's younger than
he's
me.
He's a little bit younger than you, isn't
about
he? Yeah.
4 or 5 years probably
yeah.
younger than me.
Yeah.
I went with his brother, David.
Oh, you were David. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know David. Yeah, so you were with him.
Yeah.
What sort of things were you learning at school then? Because obviously it's a lot different to what it would be now.
Reading, writing and arithmetic is what we called it then.
Yeah. Did you used to do gardening and things like that?
Yes.
Did they used to do that?
Yeah.
And you'd go to the church for different bits and pieces. Would they teach you anything in there? Did you have to go to the church every now and again in part of the teaching?
We did.
You did, yeah.
We did. And we also had, the boys did the gardening, and we
boys.
Had cookery classes.
I was going to say, did you do cookery?
Yeah.
Did you do like needlework or things?
Yeah, needlework
and
as well.
That sort of mm-hmm. thing as well.
Yeah.
Who was the teacher down there then?
Well, the teachers when I started were the Howes.
Yeah.
The Howes, well, sisters they
That's
were.
Right, yeah, yeah. Did you, you obviously knew Elsie, my great aunt, didn't you, and her sister Barbara? Were
yes.
they would have been older than
oh,
you,
yeah.
a lot older than you,
my
wouldn't
mother's
they?
Age.
No, your mum's age. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you went to school there. Did you leave when you were 14?
Or 15.
15. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do after that? After sort of leaving school, what was your first thing you sort of got involved with?
I went to Harvey's Clothing Factory, Denbury.
Oh Clayton yes.
Road,
yeah. Yeah.
My first job.
Yeah.
I had what? About 2 or 3 years there.
Yeah.
And then I went to John Rannick's.
Yeah.
And I also went to the Bacon Factory after that.
That's at Elmswell.
Elmswell
Bacon Factory,
and then
yeah.
I finished up in the village shop, Pratt's.
Oh, Pratt's I see, shop. Right, yeah, okay. And then what happened after that? Did you get... You
I got, left.
You
I
left there.
To,
yeah.
Kevin was born.
Yeah.
I left there, I suppose he was born 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left at 66.
You left there, went, yeah. Where did you two get married?
Where did we get married?
Yeah.
Register office.
In Bury?
In Bury.
In Bury, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you live after you got married?
Well, we started off in a caravan up Back Lane.
Oh, yeah.
On my grandparents'...
Sam, your brother.
Yeah, well, my brother had a caravan up
yeah.
Back Lane, my older brother first.
Yes.
When they married. And then he moved to Coleford.
Right.
11, and when Dennis and I met, we took on the caravan.
So, yeah.
At Back Lane.
Yeah.
And was it that we brought the caravan from Coleford, didn't we?
Yeah,
to,
that's right.
To there.
To Back
yeah.
Lane. And then we moved over to the council houses, actually in.
Yeah.
Where Barbara.
Yeah.
Lived your.
Yeah,
you know.
That's right. So what that was the ones on Hunston Road.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
number
right.
Cause,
three. Yes, right. Because they had
three.
Number three,
number
didn't
three.
They? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened then? Because later on you lived near.
First of all, we're jumping the gun here a bit, aren't we? Because Before we married, I lived at number 8 Hanston Road.
You lived at number 8, and that would be where...
Next door to Elsie,
that's right. And yeah. Was her mother still around then?
She was.
She was then, but her husband had gone.
Yeah, I didn't ever know him.
Because he went in 47.
Did he?
He died 47. So yeah, the, Elsie went and lived with her, because she lost Les.
That's right.
Her husband in the Navy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she went and lived with her, like, till the,
right.
And then brought John up there as well, you see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then... Later on, I know you said you'd done a switch of a house in Back Lane with the Osbournes, didn't you?
Because
they
did.
Came down next to Elsie in number 8, and then you went up to Back Lane again?
No, we went from Back Lane up to Hanston Road.
Oh,
I was 16 when I left Back Lane.
Right, yeah.
To move up to Hanston Road. And I was there, obviously, then till I married.
Oh, I see, yeah. And so you lived next to Elsie in the council houses. Now, my cousin Wendy, who you also know over at Hepworth, she's listed all the people and all the families who used to live in the council houses.
Yeah.
She'd done it on her recording the other week. So we sort of done that.
Mm-hmm.
When up here was built, this was Richard Close. When this was built, this is in about the 1970s, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, the bottom ones were 1970. My parents moved down here, and then we moved here in 71.
I think
they were done first.
I think Malcolm said they moved into number 10 about 1970, roughly. They were one of the first ones in, number 10. So that'd be on the other side, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Not the first one.
Yeah.
They put the extension on.
Yeah. Because we obviously used to go and see Elsie at number 2, which is next to the cemetery.
That's right.
And we used to visit one of my dad's aunts. That's one of his father's brothers, right in the corner there where most of the grass bit is. Now, that's either Margaret Clark or Grace Largent, and I can't remember which one it was. It would have been in the 1980s, and she was an old lady on her own, and I can remember she had like an armchair there, and next to it she had this little nest of tables, like 4 quarters, what made up a circle, and she was cleaning them with vinegar, and I think probably about one of the only times I saw her. I saw either Grace Largent or Margaret Clark as one of my grandfather's two sisters, and I don't know which one it was. But she used to live over there in the right in that corner
green. I can't remember, Dennis. It wouldn't have been Grace Largent, would it?
I reckon that's Margaret.
Probably.
I reckon that's who that was, because she lived up here for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I can remember Arthur Buxton
lived next door to my parents.
Oh, I see, yeah. I can remember because we visited him with John and my dad once, and there was the dog,
and that.
Again, must have been in the 1980s, because he got run over soon after that, didn't he?
Yeah, he got killed, didn't he? Father got killed as well, actually, in the street. Yeah. He got run over. And
when Elsie moved into number 2, I can remember later on, when she was still there, there was Stan next door.
Yes, Stan.
He was on his own. He's an old boy with white hair.
Yeah, from Stolactive.
That's right,
Whatever was his name, Dennis. Stanley used to go and talk to mother and father. Lived there on his own. Whatever was his name?
For a
catch ball. He came from Stolactive.
That's right. Yeah, he was. He was something to do with the military a while back. I can't remember what he did, but he always used to go and get their newspaper and drop it in on the way past.
That's right.
When he done that, he used to be there. But I don't know who was there before him, because they had somebody else live there next to them for a while. Then Stan came in from somewhere.
Would that have been where the Clovers lived, Dennis?
That could have been.
The Clovers. Yeah. It's terrible. Memories just...
You don't mean...
Because Tucker's parents, which was my aunt,
they
lived on the end one of where we're talking about, where I also lived coming down this way, on the end.
Yeah. Because was there be about like four together in the row, wasn't there? That's right. Yeah. And the end ones probably a little bit bigger, aren't they? I reckon. Yeah.
Clover.
Down here.
Dennis, up here. Yeah. I think that was Clover. Somebody with the name of Clover lived there, weren't it?
Mr. Clover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of that name before. I think there was a Stanley clover, but yeah. I don't know if they live there. I think they are more Ashfield, possibly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're Ashfield
people. Yeah.
Right.
So going back to when you worked in Pratt's, was Mac still around at that time?
Yes, Mac and Ruby. Yeah, I worked for Mac and Ruby.
I can remember Ruby, but I never met Mac because he'd gone before I was born, probably. And Ruby used to go to the Whist drives.
That's right.
And like with Dolly Fordham and Connie.
Yeah.
People like that, because they knew my dad, you know, the same as you did.
Yeah.
So Pratt's, they sold everything pretty much, didn't they? Was that a general store? They sort of sold everything.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, well, they'd get it, wouldn't they, if you couldn't get it?
Yeah, there was a lot of
Because Malcolm said you could even get thread there, and you can't get that just anywhere. You know.
No, I suppose we could. Yeah, we used to have boxes up on top of the top shelves with odds and, you know, odd things like that in.
And because they were like the Norwich Ale stores previously as well, weren't they, with that there?
Yeah.
Who used to have the other shop, which is now like the Londis one, where near the pub?
Well, I can only really... I can go back to Pryke's.
Pryke's, yeah. Well, my dad, one of their sons, Jeff, my dad was his best man.
That's right, you said the other
Jeffrey, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum can remember their either mother or grandmother, because she moved out to Woodbridge, and she went and visited her with my dad, you know, when that must have been around the time they got married or so, you know, they went and visited the old lady over there. So Pryke's had it.
Yeah, and then I think it was probably Minter's.
Yeah.
Dennis? Well,
yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Not him, obviously, but there was a Mr. Bennett.
Yes, that's right. There. Yeah, that's right.
But I don't think he was anything to
do with him, no.
I don't know. No. But he lived at Norton, actually, that this Mr. Bennett did. So Malcolm told me that, because I was talking to Malcolm about it, and he said he lived at Norton,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So the shop what Pryke's had, was that different to what Pratt's had inside? Was that different to what they sold and things, or?
Bigger.
It was a bigger shop.
Bigger shop.
Probably
bigger
different shop. Different to like it is today. What else did you have in the village? Did you have a baker's in the village?
Yes,
you did. Woods. Where were they?
Opposite
the pub. What's now the Whirlies, they called it.
Oh, yes,
the
I know where that is, yes.
That was at the top,
So the baker's was there. You didn't have a butcher, did you?
No.
No, so that was either you had to get a probably... Walsham had a couple.
There's one at Ashfield.
And there's one at Ashfield.
There was
one at Malcolm, Ashfield. Malcolm's people, I think it might be Lynn's, possibly had something to do with that. It was related to him, where they used to go there for the butchers and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you went to Walsham, that would be Rolf's or Blizzard's back then, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Elsie's mother, she used to walk up to Walsham to Rolf's, you know.
Yeah. Well, you lived at Walsham, so you knew.
There's another one,
At Granger. At
Granger, that's right. Yeah. Granger.
Whether they came here or not.
Yeah, because Rolf's used to be Causton's. This is before Rolf's, you know, and there's old pictures of that with all the big bits of meat hanging up outside and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have been in the pub around sort of the time you were down that way?
Well, the ones, who can I...
Not Smith.
Smith, that's right. Smith's were the first ones I can remember.
What you can remember, yeah.
I can't think of
him, no. Well, Monty Smith was a son, wasn't he? Who had the garage at...
I'm talking about,
But the Bill Smith. That's right, Bill Smith and his wife. And then after that, that was an elderly couple. I can't think of their names, too. Funny old couple, really.
Yeah.
Well, they were to us. I mean, they were.
Yeah.
And then there was. Names, Dennis. Charles? No. Yeah. Who come before? Harpers. Harpers.
Harpers.
Never Harpers.
Yeah.
And then Childs.
Yeah.
Who after that, then, Dennis? Oh, them nice couple, they bought the pub around, didn't they, and did meals and that. I can't think of their names. They moved to Milton Hall, I think, didn't they? Can't think of their names.
And then there was... originated from the raft.
Yeah, he came out of the raft, didn't he?
Oh, I see,
But then there was Michael, what was his name? He lost a son. His son got killed in Langham in a car. Took his mother's car.
Wellham.
So it's been a lot of changes. If I remember right, that did get painted a pink colour once, then that went back to white, didn't it? That's right. That wasn't, I don't know how many years ago, but that wasn't that long ago. I remember it being painted another colour, and then they must have changed it back.
Yeah, changed it back again.
Because the little cottage next to what would have been Pryke's shop there, that used to be pink, and then that got, that's now another colour, isn't it? That little tiny cottage. Yes, that's right.
Opposite the pub, you mean?
Yeah, opposite the pub, yeah.
But Malcolm lived there,
Malcolm lived in there, that's right, yeah. Because that used to be pink. I remember that a while ago.
Nellie Holder.
Ah, yeah, they
lived there, Tony,
they,
you say,
they lived in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Nellie, she had a son, Tony.
I've got a picture of Tony at home.
Have you?
Yeah, he's a tall, thin man with a long...
Not a very well chap.
No, I don't think so, no.
Breathing problems.
I don't know whether that was asthma or
something like that.
Something like that.
He would really struggle with his breathing.
And because Nellie moved up here, you see, she lived up here as well.
His mum moved up here.
One of the old people. Old, what they call the old people.
That's right. Now, up here, you used to have, on the other side near where Malcolm lives, that used to be like the club there, didn't it? And then that's moved down to the village hall where you go, the Silver Ash Club.
Down there near on the right.
On the right, yeah.
The communal room we used to have.
That's right, yeah. And then there's that transferred to the village hall
that
now.
Because they said they were going to do it, but we've been down the village hall now nearly a year, haven't we, Dennis? And I've done nothing to it, because that was better, because it's so cold down at the village hall.
Down there, yeah. Who would have been in the church? What about sort of vicars and people like that from when you were younger? Can you remember who that was? I think you might probably would have had Douglas at one time.
Yes, we did when I was at school. Yeah. Fanshawe, I just remember Fanshawe before when I was very, very young.
Yeah, he died in 1945. And then Douglas, I think, took over from then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a Leffler, weren't there? No, Adams first, though, who christened Kevin.
Leffler I've heard of, because there's newspaper cuttings I've got about other things, and that said about him in there. I can remember him. Yeah. We are trying to do a list of all the ones in an order, you see, of who's been there, right up to now, as we've got a new vicar just started now, haven't we? What about the church and inside? I know the outside, apart from the clock, it looks pretty much the same as that used to. What about the inside? Can you remember that being different? Because I think the organ used to be in another place, in the aisle when you went in, and that sort of moved over the back, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
But otherwise, that's pretty much the same. It probably had a Victorian restoration of some sort, re-roofing and things like that. So it's probably pretty much as it was back.
I think so.
Maybe the start of the 1900s.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we've got St Mary's Crescent opposite Hunston Road Council Houses. That was built later on, was it? What used to be there?
Just a field.
It was just a field.
That was built. They were built when I worked at the shop.
Right, I see.
Early to mid sixties. Those bungalows were built
before these ones, really. What was up here? We know there was a little bit of cemetery at the bottom, not as big as what it is now.
Yeah, the field.
And then there would have been the pit round here. Is there any of that still left?
Still the pit.
Behind
ours is the pit, but a lot of it has been blocked in.
Because they opened it up again.
Yeah, that's right.
And they built a big lagoon there to start with, didn't they?
And that's been filled up.
They used to wash the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's marvellous, really, because I said they'd never grow. Just at the back here. Was where they washed the sand and that.
That's right, yeah.
And that was just nothing else, only like old pudding.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And that was they had diggers and dump trucks, diggers.
Yeah.
And they had buried, kept trying to get it out of there.
Yeah.
And to bury it.
Yeah.
And they put trees.
They filled the lagoon in and put trees on, so it's all flat now.
Oh, it's all flat,
But we've still got a dip down here.
And I said, oh, I'll never grow.
Honestly, they did. Because I can remember that in the 1970s, because we used to play down there.
And
obviously previous generations of family right up, maybe from the start of the 1950s, they used to go down there, because,
used to
sort of have high sides and down, and there was little
to go on sort bikes
mounds or on bikes, and,
When they started, that was all...
You can't
imagine at the back what that was like.
No, that's right. Unless you saw it, really.
And you saw it in that. Then they moved down and tried to get some out of the. Well, they did get some out of the field at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they built a concrete road right from Wesley Way right up to the top here.
Oh, right, I see.
And they never...
they've got a fishing lake down there now, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. They're not very angling.
So up the sort of the Hunston end of Badwell, because that was sort of Fordham's up there, wasn't it, with all of the milling and things like that.
Yeah.
Was that still there when you were very young, or had that gone? I think the windmill had probably gone about sort of 5 or 10 years before you were born,
probably,
I would say. You don't remember it.
I remember the windmill.
Because the structure of the windmill used to stand in the yard. There's like a load of old sheds there, still there, which nearly fell down. That used to be there.
I didn't know that.
And then there's pictures of the mill when that was there. There's one from Hunston Road, what a chap from the Windmill Trust sent us, and you can see it through the trees in the distance, because I used to stand on a bit of a hill. And then bits of the fantail started to fall to pieces, and that gradually got dilapidated. But I've heard from a Fordham relative who's, because I've got the twins, you probably heard of Jean and Jane.
Well there's
another one, lady called Doreen, who lives in Halstead, and I've heard from her and had some pictures from her
sister.
Yes, that's right,
Dolly's daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so there's a lot sort of to do with that. And I remember we used to go and see Jeff Fordham and get watercress from
that's
him,
because
he had a stall, didn't he?
He did up till several years now, but I don't know where they used to get that water from behind the building.
So who used to be up at Shackleland Hall? So that was Simon's up there.
Because
my father used to work up there with a horse.
Yeah.
And his grandfather, which was Elsie's father, he was a horseman up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they went to London after they had my grandmother, my dad's mother, and then they went up to London. They had a child up there, and they came back because the London air wasn't very good for my great-grandmother. She couldn't put up with it. And then they had the three, Barbara, Elsie and Jack, when they came back here. And he worked up at Simon's End as the horseman, so he worked up there for them. I don't know what my father done up there. I think that was more like garden work, but here's a picture of him holding a horse with another chap. But we've got to find out who that is another time. What about up Badwell Green, because there's Badwell Hall up there, there would have been
Shields.
Wouldn't there? And that was Shields. Was there still the village pump when you were little? Was that still around?
Up Hunston Road?
Up there near the last house
where Tucker lived.
Elsie, before they moved up here to number 2, they used to live in Bullock's bungalow, which is where David Smith lives.
That's right.
I remember them being in there. I don't think I can remember them living anywhere before that, because I probably wasn't born, but I can remember them there. And I can remember that was about 1977 is probably the earliest I can remember, because I know one of my cousins was born in 76 and he came there with his parents, and he was in like a little carry cot, so it must have been the next summer. So I can remember them being there, and I can remember Charla Coombs living behind. Yeah. Yeah. And there was a little girl called Amanda, from memory. She used to be there in the place behind, because Wilf used to have a great big load of wood and a stick shed or something along the back there, part of it. And there was a sand pit out the back of Elsie's. Yeah. I remember that. There's a photograph of that. Yeah. And then obviously, I don't know if David came in there after them, after they'd moved up to number two. I'm not sure on that.
No.
Now, sort of going back to the church, or more the churchyard. Now, I know Clears Fordham was the sexton, and he did the grave digging and things that, didn't he?
Wound the clock up.
Wound the clock, and I mean, he'd done that for over 50 years, I think, didn't he?
The boys used to shut him in there, because he used to go up these stairs, and the boys for devilment
used to do that. Yeah,
shut him in, you know, for a while.
Now, Clears died in 1988, so after him, was it Lutt and Talbot used to do a lot of stuff in the churchyard?
Yeah, I think they did. Talbot did.
Yeah. Because I suppose a lot of them would have lived up here at different times, wouldn't they? You know, and stuff like that. Yeah. What else can you remember, what we haven't spoken about so far? Is there anything else, what you remember about the village? When did you get electricity and mains water here? Was that the 1950s or later?
Well, that was while I was lived at home at the Hanston Road.
Yeah.
I was 27 when I left there.
Yeah.
So what year would that? I was born 38.
Mm.
So when I was 27, what year would that have been?
About 45, 46. Yeah.
So I expect that was about, we had to put on about 2 or 3 years before I left there. So.
Oh, I see, yeah. Where did you get the water from before it was put on? Where did you have to go? From the pump?
From the pump.
So you have to fetch it with a bucket.
That's right, a bucket under the sink, didn't you? Yeah. And then we used to take it over the other side of where St Mary's Crescent is, and that's a field, as a ditch.
Yeah.
We used to go and empty him over the buckets from under the sink.
Yeah, and before the electricity came, that would have been candles, I take it, for lights, the lamps.
Lamps.
Were they paraffin lamps or that sort of thing? Or
yeah.
And you used to get the paraffin from the shop.
No, somebody used to come round, Dennis.
From
not Hopgoods.
No. From
somebody from Finningham.
So somebody used to come and sell.
Somebody used to come round with a truck, used to sell all sorts of stuff. And paraffin as well.
Yeah.
Barningham shop was but I can't think of the name.
No.
From Barningham used to bring it round. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about milk? Where did you get your milk from? Because there wouldn't have been really a milkman as such,
would
there?
No, we used to come round with the big jennings and churn. That's right, to the door, and we took the jug and they
fill it.
Well, I remember Hicks. Ixworth.
Yeah, I've heard of Hicks at Ixworth, so they used to come round with milk. And I mean, you would have grown vegetables and stuff, wouldn't you? So a lot of that you would grow on yourself, like sort of potatoes and food and things like that. They would have done that.
They were all big gardens.
They would have been then, wouldn't they? Yeah. So what did your parents do? What sort of work did they do?
Well, father.
He worked for miles.
Well, he was took in the army, wasn't he? Because I mean, mother was left with four of us.
Yeah, when he went to the army.
When he went to the army, I mean, father was 18 when they married.
Yeah.
And the time I was born, I was the fourth one. They had four of us in 3 years, 8 months.
So yeah.
I was born before father was 24, and I was the fourth one.
And
you're the
fourth one.
So. But he got took in the army. He went abroad when I was about 18 months old, and he didn't see me anymore at Rose 6. He went to the Middle East. He was a cook, I think, in the army. And then when he came out, what did he... He worked on the... For miles, didn't he?
Yeah.
On the
he used to be farm on the
thrashing engines.
Yeah,
You know, the...
Yeah.
He took the corn off, what they call took the corn off.
Yes.
But then later on, he went to. Well, he had lots of jobs. He worked at the camp.
He worked for hay mills a lot.
Mildenhall. He worked for hay mills, and he helped to put do some of the electricity place in Bury.
Yeah, that was when that we was later. Stewart's.
Yeah.
Building sort of. Yeah. The building side.
He was a very hard working.
Yeah. So he had sort of lots of different jobs.
Yeah. He worked on the building.
Yeah. And what did your mum
and mother? Obviously, she was tied up with
children. Kids, what happened to her before that? Was she in service anywhere?
Yes, I think that's what she did do.
Yeah,
like they did.
Did she get sent away from here somewhere for service, or was she locally?
She looked, because my mother lost her mum when she was 8 months old.
That's right. I remember you saying.
So we didn't have her dad died when she was 16. So we didn't have grandparents on that.
On that side.
And somebody took her until she was. Because her dad worked down the pits, didn't he?
Yeah.
Stone picking or whatever they did.
That's right, yeah.
And when she was 3, she went back to him, and then he died when she was 16.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, she was, about 20, I suppose, when she was 2 years old and father. Yeah. So they were very young. But then mother worked down at the school. No, she went on to work for Roy de Groves, didn't she?
Yeah.
And at Orchard House.
Yes, that's right.
Housework.
Yeah.
She used to go back and...
she worked on the field a lot too.
Blackcurrant
picking potato picking, all what they did on the fields in those days. But then she went to work at the school. She, because the school down here was... built in, 70, we said, didn't we?
Yeah, that's the one which is shut down.
That's right. Yeah. She worked at the old school.
Yeah.
And then she, I helped her there with that for a while. And then she actually, before this one, the new one opened, mother fell off a bike, it was my bike actually, and broke her leg.
She was in
the hospital, had traction for about, which I did then,
yes,
10 weeks. And then she couldn't take over the new school, so I took that on my own.
Yeah.
In about September, I think it was, till the February, and she was well enough to come back.
Yeah.
And they realised that was too much for one, so I kept with her. We cleaned the school.
Oh, I see, yeah, yeah.
Until she retired. Yeah. And I still kept at the school. I worked in the kitchen. I finished up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Kitchen assistant, and I was dinner lady for a while, going out in the playground with the kids. And so that's where I was till I...
So you can't really remember sort of the parents on her side because they'd gone, hadn't they? What about your dad's parents, grandparents on that side? What can you remember about them?
Well, there was a little bit of hard feeling there, really. They didn't really have much, because I don't think they thought much of mother. So therefore... we didn't really have much to do with the grandparents. They lived in a bungalow, wooden bungalow up back lane, which is where we had our caravan.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Florrie and Sam. Yeah. Alan. So we did see them a bit, but not like they do grandparents of today,
No. What about some people who are no longer with us? Did you know Tubby and Mrs. Balaam?
Oh, yes.
You used to know them, because they used to live next to Barbara, and then obviously Mrs. Balaam next to Elsie when she took
out. So long ago.
That's right.
Lovely little.
Because when we used to go and visit Elsie when she was sort of there on her own, we had a border collie that was only a puppy then, and Lily, Elsie must have said we were going, and Lily used to wait on the doorstep, and because that used to weigh all over her shoes, and she didn't mind.
No.
I can remember John told me a story when Tubby was alive. He went in there and he got this tailor's dummy, and Tubby was asleep on the sofa, and he put that next to him and put the arm round like this as if he was sitting there, and he went outside and tapped on the window, because that sort of frightened him a bit. Because that's typical John, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I worked with Tubby for...
You did?
Over
20
years.
Yeah. Now, in that row, up the other end, I can remember George Smith. Because he used to live on his own. He's an old boy on his own. And he'd been on the... This is in the 1990s, because we went to visit him. And he'd been on the radio for something. And that was something where he had to recite something for every letter of the alphabet. and he disappeared upstairs, and you could hear all these things crashing around upstairs, and he came down with this acoustic guitar, which was out of tune, and that was like A is for so-and-so and B is for so-and-so, and he went all the way through the alphabet, or something he must have learned when he was little.
Well, Billy and George Frost, that Billy might have played the accordion,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, but that was that Longfellow.
Yeah, but maybe they lived down here, don't they? I'm going to remember Longfellow, but...
He lived in that end because he had loads of cans of Heinz soup. I think that's all he used to eat because he didn't have many teeth. But he used to live there on his own. Somebody, I think, used to visit him and keep an eye on him. And then somebody in the middle of where those cottages are were having a fence, and he was helping them put it up and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think there was some largents in the in the middle next to Barbara.
Yes.
Can't remember who, but I remember her saying there was largents.
It'd be Bill's parents, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think you're talking about
the
Barrett cottages. The shop.
That was
Bill.
It was Maya and Alfie at
Red Tabby
and...
Yeah, Maya, Alfie and
Lutt.
Yeah, they lived in the end, yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
Then...
Well, it'd be Tud's grandparents lived next one, wasn't it?
Jeff and Doris lived right this end.
Jeff and Doris Fordham,
yeah.
I lived on the end, but that would have been later, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This was earlier we're talking about now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But you said the name Smith. That was who he was, lived up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his first name,
did we say?
Stan.
Stan Smith.
Stan, his name was Smith. He worked for Catchpole.
Yeah. Yeah. He must have died after Elsie moved from up here down back in the street.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how many years ago after that was, but I can remember him. Because him and Wilf looked pretty much the same with their white hair.
Yeah,
you know.
They did.
Yeah.
Well, because they used to go...
Yes, that's right.
He used to go over and talk to Mother and Father, Stan Smith. And I mean, Mother had been gone... Mother had been gone over 20 years. So, he died before them.
I think his first name was Arthur, and he just went as Stan.
Could have been.
I'm sure that's Arthur.
Could have been.
Yeah, because I looked him up on the register to see what had happened to him, you see.
Yeah.
Who else used to live in the council houses who's gone there? Is there anybody who sort of you can remember down that
was
way?
Was gone?
Hampson Road,
Snowy and Dodd. Dodd Rose. Mabel Rose.
Was she Doddy?
Doddy,
yes, that's right. Yeah.
And then Snowy. Largent.
Yeah.
I think she was Mabel as well.
Now you say Barbara used to live in number 3.
She lived in number 3 because we took her to,
you,
we lived
you,
in there.
You lived in there as well, yeah. So they used to live there, didn't they, for a while? They must have had, would they have had Wendy then, or? I don't know, because Wendy was 85 last year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Barbara
and Nick, that's right.
Because they lived down up near the shop, didn't they?
Yeah. And he used to drive the Eastern Counties bus at one time, didn't he?
A bit of a lad, Nick was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
A bit of a one for the women.
Yeah. So he used to drive the bus, and I know Malcolm and John have sort of said when they were on there and some other boys, they used to get up the top deck, and when that used to go around the corner, they used to get on the other side to try and get that to go over. And he said the only thing what kept that going was the speed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I think Nick used to have chickens in the pit.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah.
And they were another time.
An old rogue, really.
Yeah. Another time they were John and whatever were helping hold the wood up straight while he was fixing it all together, and they all kept pushing it over, and I think he got a bit cross about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So because it was Winnie and Talbot, you see, the first Hunston Road. They're both gone.
They've gone, haven't they? Yeah.
And then Rhoda Smith.
Yeah. And that's David's...
Bub, we call him Bub.
Yeah, Bub.
David's mother.
Mother, that's
father.
Right, yeah. And she was Rhoda. Rookard, weren't
that's
she, before?
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Because Elsie, I think, used to go to school.
Probably.
With her, I'm sure.
Yeah, she did. My mother, you see, they were all of an age.
Same age, yeah. That's right.
And then, like you say, there was Barbara.
Yeah.
And then there was...
There's Gaffers along there somewhere.
Gaffers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I was looking him up the other... I think he was either 4 or 5 or somewhere about there.
Near to where
well,
we,
he was three.
Yeah, we were three. Yeah, could have been 3 at one time.
I looked him up the other day because I didn't know much about them, and there was him and his wife, and he came from Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Near Stowmarket. Yeah. He came from out there because I didn't know anything about them very much because Malcolm spoke of them and I thought, well, look them up and see who they are,
I knew not Charlie, much about
Charlie
them,
Gaffer, I think it was.
That's right.
Yeah. I used to live along there. And I can't remember who Wendy said the other ones were. I'll have to re-listen to what she said, but she sort of named all of them. I think there was some more. I think Laughlin's were up at number 10.
Yeah, the last one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then...
then there would be Elsie. And then there would be... number 8 would be Osborne's as well.
Lally.
Yeah.
What about...
Lally, Vic and Lally Huffy lived...
I mean, I've heard of Lally,
Well, didn't Warren's live in...
Warren's? Percy Warren.
Percy Warren, yeah.
Percy Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lived next door to
Raz, because my brother was a bit of a devil at school, and he used to do bang, because he's a funny old boy. Well, he was spastic. He was and the boys used to let fireworks off and make him sort of jump out, upset him, like they did, mischief.
This
really.
Mischief, wasn't
not
it?
Like they
not
do
like,
today.
Not like today, no.
Yeah, that's right. There was Warren's, Elsie and George and...
Now, going back to the Osbournes, because they lived in number 8 for a while, didn't
That's
they?
That's right.
Now, he lost his arm in the First World War, didn't he?
Yeah,
he used... Now, Wendy said he used to have a special bicycle, and he used to go to Black's at Backton to work.
Right.
Used to, is that fruit? That was fruit, wasn't it, up there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she said about that, and he used to battle hoe the garden with the other good arm, didn't he?
He worked. He was a worker, weren't he?
I've seen him
hoeing with
him.
That might have been,
He used to dig. Up and see him, one wanted to catch me with the one hand you've got left.
Yeah.
He used to put it, and he'd get a hold down there somehow.
Yeah.
He'd get a hold of that spade, and he'd turn that over.
Turn it over like that. So he'd learnt, taught himself to do it, hadn't he?
Yeah.
That's right. He used to, didn't he? He was...
He was a worker. Yeah, he worked hard.
So those council houses, did they? The garden sort of run quite long, right to the back of where the pit was. So
they
there's
did.
Quite a bit of ground
big,
for people,
big
wasn't
gardens,
there? Yeah,
big
and there was quite a lot of ground at the front as well, wasn't
there?
Yeah,
there was. Yeah, back and front, weren't there, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now Winger Osborne, because he's one of our ones who's sort of belongs on the memorial, you know, but he wasn't living here at the time of the census in 1911, so he comes into another category. But they had about 6 children, I think, didn't they?
They did.
Because there was, I know Billy and Colin are buried here, because there's gravestones for them,
right.
The Tim's two boys.
There was Betty, Ivan,
that's
Billy,
right. Yeah,
Doreen, Rosie,
and
Colin.
That's right, yeah.
Now,
somebody said Ivan was also called Winger.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I told,
yes,
that's
right.
how I
yeah.
thought you were talking about.
Yeah,
you see, I didn't know the old man as Winger.
Yeah,
and he knew him as Ernie.
Ernie, that's
but
right. Yeah,
Ivan, he knew as Winger.
Yeah, we've since researched the family a bit further back. Now, Ernie, or the Winger number one, if you like, his father came from Wilby in Suffolk, which is sort of in the middle of Suffolk, and then they sort of and the wife. Came from Fressingfield up that way, and they sort of eventually came to Walsham. They were there by about 1911, and I've got the school register for Great Ashfield at home, and Ernie and his brother Hessel, they were at Ashfield School in 1907, I've found for them, just them two. The others didn't go there for some reason, but they're there. And I mean, they probably would have had to go to Walsham School originally, and then them two have sort of gone there.
Because I think I told you, his brother married my auntie,
that's right.
But we knew him as Tom.
Yes, that's right. And he's the cycle coach.
Not Tom.
No.
I'm getting muddled. No. Oh, God, what did we know him as? Ernie.
Ernie's the one from number 8.
Yeah, no, who was my mother's sister who lived up the Vinefields? She was married to Little Short, who was an Osborne or whatever was it? We said it the other day.
We did.
Kevin was here, no.
Yeah.
But we realised it wasn't his name.
That's right, yes, that's right, yeah. So, they live there. Now, obviously Joyce Frost, you would have known, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Now she's gone, we know she's gone out of the home in Ditchingham. Because she's 90.
Is she moved from Stanton? She was at Ashmore.
Oh, she Stanton. Was there, was she? Yeah, she was. What I heard, she was in Ditchingham. I mean, she might have moved from there to there or the other way.
She was at somewhere to start with before she came to Stanton, but I mean, she might have been moved again.
She might. I mean, she was at Ditchingham, which is sort of like where Norfolk and Suffolk join on that road to go that way.
Bundy way. But I think she
might have got to Ashmore.
She was there before she came to Ashmore.
Yeah.
I haven't heard she's moved. No. Because actually, we went to see her, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, it was a good while before Christmas because we took Doreen Garnham, who was
Malcolm had been to see her as well, he said. Yeah, I don't know when that was or who he went
with. Well, she was actually come to Lil Bylam's funeral.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So she was there then.
Yeah.
So they brought her from there.
Because Joyce would probably be the oldest one now because she'd be 96 this year sometime.
Yeah, so October, just after your birthday.
Yeah. And then we're probably talking about Marjorie, her sister-in-law.
Yes,
she's probably going to be the next old. She's about 92, going to be 93, I think. So, and then I've got to go and see Peter Howlett, and I think he's about the 90 mark.
He is.
Yeah,
I reckon he'll be 91 in May.
Because he can remember my dad. You see, they used to knock around together when they were boys and stuff, and growing up. Yeah,
because Maureen, their poor, his wife has now got dementia.
All right. Yeah,
she's come to our club, and he's been very poorly apparently.
Yeah, I spoke to him on the phone. The week before last, I suspect it was, and he got a bad cold. So I said, I'll let you get rid of that, and then I'll arrange to come and see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to go and see Colin Largent as well.
Yeah,
when he's got to go in for something to do with this.
Stent.
Yes, that's right.
That's today, isn't it?
Yes, this week.
Well,
yes.
Kevin said, because he saw him in the pub the other night, and he said, Cogger, we always call him Cogger, has gone in for two or three stents.
That's right, yeah. I knew
think it was going to be
Malcolm
today.
Said he was going in for that, And then I'm just trying to think of anybody else who was, because we had, you remember Mrs. Ross, of course, because she was 100,
Ross,
wasn't
lovely,
she?
Yeah, lady.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Hurst, her sister.
Now,
Douglas was their father, you
That's
see.
What I was then going to ask you. I thought that was him. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Because Malcolm has said when they were up to mischief and he was the vicar, they sat in the church somewhere and they tied all these empty potted meat jars with bits of string underneath the seats. And when people sat on them, they all started clattering together.
Yeah.
And he stopped the service and he said, "You're going to be out of here in a minute." And they all had to go outside or something like that, you know.
Well, what I remember about him is we used to have confirmation classes, and I'm going back to my brother again because he was a bit of a... a bit of a devil's girl. And we used to go to the church room. I mean, it's burnt down, as you know, the church room.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And Douglas used to take us. We used to go there.
Yeah.
Lovely to get out of school. And we used to have this old oil stove there. And he'd be writing on the board. The oil stove would be on.
Yeah.
And the boys would turn it up while he wasn't looking.
That's
and he'd turn around, he'd cough and spit a bit there.
Yeah.
He'd put it down.
Yeah,
and
they'd
do the same
again. Yeah.
That's what I remember about him.
That's right,
Really played havoc with him, really.
Yeah.
Poor old boy.
Yeah. Can you remember very much about Badwell in the Second World War? I know you'd only be very little and stuff. Can you remember, like, towards the end of the war in 45? Can you remember, like, the Americans passing through on their bicycles and things like that?
On another show.
I
lived at Walsham.
You lived in Walsham, yeah.
I can see them there.
Yeah.
They used to go to the Four Ashes to drink.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
From where we lived.
Yeah.
And they'd come along there. I'd had them up to drink.
That's right.
And they'd be the one sitting on the other one's shoulders.
Shoulders,
one
night,
where the paint, where Wilfred and them lived.
Yes.
When he was married.
Yeah.
You know, first marriage.
First marriage,
where the little wood is either side.
Yeah.
There was a draw either side.
Yeah.
And I see two of them, one went in the hedge and the other one went through the trees.
Yeah.
Through the brave.
And I expect they stayed there till the next morning, didn't they?
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
Till somebody went and came and found them.
We used to hear them singing and going ahead when they came out.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I can remember something about that too, because I lived behind the church then.
Yeah.
I was living behind there then, and I used to spend a lot of time, can just remember, sitting on the church wall. I mean, you wouldn't leave a child there now.
No, you wouldn't.
But Mother used to put me on that, and I'd sit there hours and watch traffic, and that weren't much traffic. And they used to start and give me sweets when
that's right.
So I do remember that.
Yeah, and I until sort of the wartime, and obviously there's vehicles in the wartime, you know, from the base and things like that, but before that there probably wasn't that many, was there?
No, there
bicycles
wasn't.
Well, and horse and cart.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Was that always tarmac road in the village that you remember? Was it ever dirt road, or was that before you were born, probably?
Yeah, I think it was always tarmac.
I've got a postcard at home of the street, and that's sort of like looking from where, say, you were standing outside Parker's farmhouse and looking towards the pub up that way. And that's, I don't know when the photo was taken, but the date on the postcard, because that's from my aunt to my grandma, and that's 1951.
Oh, yeah.
But the road looks as though it's a dirt road, and it's got like a bit of a curbstones going along on either side, but that don't look much more than that. Obviously the picture was taken from a time before it was made into a postcard, but that's what it looks like in the picture, you see.
Yeah.
And that must have been summertime, because the upstairs windows above the shop are open and things like that, you know. So I suppose that would have been dirt road originally,
probably,
wouldn't it?
Probably. Yeah.
Anybody else you can remember who was, you know, in the village, who's no longer here, sort of thing, who sort of stands out and, you know, or ran a business or anything like that? Because we sort of covered pretty much everybody, I would have thought, in the time we've been talking.
What about the post office? You picked detail.
Well, it was a post office on the corner, you see, right then.
Where was that?
Well,
as
you go out here, and then down to go up the street.
To the junction,
Right on the corner. It's called...
On the left.
I'll tell you who lived there now. Yeah. Do you watch Anglia television? Yeah. Tanya Mercer?
Oh, I know, yes.
She actually lives in there.
Yeah, so
it's rented, you know.
Yeah, right on that
was a post office.
Oh, it was a post office.
And that was Webb's.
What was it? Webb's? Okay.
Webb's, to start with.
Yeah.
And then Durrant's.
Yeah.
Well, the only ones really, I think, Darren's finished it, because then that was.
So I suppose most villages around here did have a post office, didn't they? Later on and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a post office.
And I mean, the nearest railway would have been Elmswell, wouldn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that didn't turn up here sort of till about the 1850s, so there would have been no railway or anything like that then. Going back a little bit.
I don't know whether I should be talking.
Well, you can. Yes, please.
Well, about where did he know about the fish shop?
Pratt's shop. They had a fish shop at one point.
Wet fish? You mean?
No, fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Yeah.
That's a private house.
Yes,
isn't it?
That's right.
And then what was the? When I worked there, it was the storeroom, just off there.
Yeah.
That was a fish and chip shop at one point.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I mean, that was when we were.
So this
kids at school.
So like Peter
Matt and Ruby had
a, so with Peter Austin and the Beehive take away what was, that's now sort of changed names a couple of times since then. What was that before?
Well, that was Herbie Frost's workshop years
that's
ago.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So that had a bit to do with Malcolm, wouldn't it? That's right. Yeah, I remember he said that used to run up there that lane that went up there,
Yeah,
because Maxine, Marjorie's daughter, used to work with Peter.
Yes, yeah, for a time.
Up to when I think he was ill or something, you know, she said about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Well, I think we've been going for almost an hour now, so we'll draw to a close there. And thank you very much, both of you, for your memories. And they're sort of filled in lots of bits and pieces, and we've got lots of other information, what other people have...
Well, I was going to say, you'll probably collect some more, won't you?
Oh, that's right. Yes, we will be doing that. So we'll draw to a close now, and thank you very much.
All right.